Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaya Hari Nama, Gaya Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Gaya Hari Nama. Narayana Namaskriya Narangaiva Tadotanam Dairin Narasimha Swamudhoja Madhivya Muga Guru Divasa Namamulam Hai Tegirin Satsudasamaham Bande Tinguru Nathariyam Paramananda Madhavam Sikhai Kanyaswara.
So today we were discussing last night and this morning what to give a seminar on, to give it on the community building or congregational development. But then most of the devotees thought it would be nice to have a seminar on the a japa workshop.
Jutro smo razmišljali o tome da održimo seminar o kongregacijskom propovedanju I razvoju. Ali došlo je dosta bata koji su bi rekli da bi bilo dobro da napravimo džapa radionicu.
How do you like džapa workshop?
Koliko vas voli džapa radionicu?
You have to have džapas. If you don't have any džapas, you can't participate in this workshop.
Za učestvovanje na ovom seminaru potrebno je džapa. Ko nema džapu, ne može da učestvuje.
This is a very interactive style workshop.
Ovo je jedan veoma interaktivni, interaktivna radionica.
It's a combination of practical as well as philosophical.
I veoma je praktična, a takođe I veoma filozofski orijentisana.
So I also need a timer when we will be actually chanting in the workshop.
Također mi je poznato da štoperica, jer ćemo da mantramo i da merimo vrstinu mantrine na ovoj radionici.
So we see that the practical aspect of the japa is going okay.
Da vidimo da li praktični deo japa ide kako treba.
As far as the higher spiritual part, and that's difficult to evaluate.
A što se tiče duhovnog dela, njega je jako teško oceniti ili proceniti ili izmeriti.
That's something you have to evaluate yourself.
To je nešto što morate sami da procenite.
How much taste you're getting.
Koliko ukusa imate i dobijate.
So then Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter.
Onda u Srimad Bhagavatamu, u 7. pevanju, u 5. poglavlju,
23rd and 24th verses,
23. i 24. stih kažu,
there's an explanation about the chanting of the holy name.
Postoji objašnjenje mantranja svetog imena.
While chanting the holy, I'm reading from Prabhupada's purport.
Sada čitam iz komentara Šrila Prabhupada.
While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid the 10 offenses.
Dok mantra sveto ime Gospoda, osoba treba veoma pažljivo izbjegavati uvrede.
There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day.
Ne postoji način da se osoba iskupi za bilo koju od ovih uvreda. Zbog toga, preporučeno je da se vređalac izvini lotosovim stopalima svetog imena, tako što će nastaviti da peva sveto ime 24 sata na dan.
Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses, and then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Neprestano pevanje svetog imena će osloboditi osobu svih uvreda i onda ta osoba će postepeno doći na nivo, postepeno će biti uzdignuta na nivo, na transcendentalni nivo, na kome će moći da peva čisto sveto ime i tako postati ljubavnik svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And it is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name.
Preporučeno je osobi čak i da mantra sveto ime sa uvredama, da nastavi da peva sveto ime.
In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenses.
Drugim riječima, mantranje svetog imena čini osobu da se oslobodi svih uvreda.
In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused.
Izvinjamo se, prethodna rečenica, pevanje svetog imena čini osobu da ne bude uvredljiva. U knjizi Nama Kaumudi preporučeno je da ako osoba uvredi lotosova stopala Vaishnave, onda treba uzeti utočište tog Vaishnave i podrediti mu se i tražiti izvinjenje ili izvinuti se.
Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses.
Slično, ako osoba postane vređalac u mantranju svetog imena, onda treba da se podredi svetom imenu i da uzme njegovo utočište i tako da bude oslobođena svih uvreda.
One should be very humble and meek and offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name.
Also,
such as Ayi mukta kularupasyamananam and Nivritta tasarupagiyamanat.
Zbog toga, osoba treba biti veoma krotka i poniza i ponuditi sve svoje želje i mantrati sveto ime i mantrati molitve koje su sastavljene u slavu svetog imena, kao što su Ai Mukta Kulair Upasyama Nam i Nivrita Darshair Upagiya Manat.
One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name.
Osoba treba mantrati takve molitve da bi postala slobodna od uvreda lotosovim stopalima svetog imena.
So here, first said that we should avoid the offenses.
Ovdje se prvo kaže da trebamo izbjegavati uvrede.
But maybe, in fact it says in other places that we won't get the taste for the loving love of Godhead if we're offensively chanting.
Zapravo na drugim mestima je rečeno da nećemo dobiti ljubav prema Bogu ako činimo uvrede.
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we chant the names of Gauranga Nityananda, then there is no such consideration of offenses.
Ako pevamo sveta imena gospodina Gauranga i gospodina Nityananda, onda se uvrede ne računaju.
Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! That's why we chant the Panchatattva mantra before we chant Hare Krishna.
I to je zbog čega pevamo Panchatattva mantra prije nego što pevamo Hare Krishna.
To free us from offenses, we can chant Hare Krishna and get a taste.
Da bi nas oslobodila od uvreda dok pevamo Hare Krishna i da bi dobili ukus.
Chaitanya Charamrita says that if we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, committing offenses, we won't get love of Godhead for 10 million births.
I Chaitanya Charitamrita kaže, ako pevamo sveto ime sa uvredama, onda nećemo dobiti ljubav prema Bogu za 10.000 života. 10 miliona života.
Pretty heavy, eh?
Veoma težka izjava, zar ne?
How many of you are chanting offensively rounds?
Koliko vas ovde mantraju
svoje
uvrede?
No offense.
Koliko vas ovde mantra svoje krugove bez uvreda?
Either you're very humble or...
Ili ste jako ponizni.
You gotta get rid of these offenses.
Ali trebamo se osloboriti tih uvreda.
So one of the ways Prabhupada gave us is non-stop chanting 24 hours a day.
A jedan od načina koji je Šila Prabhupada nam dao i preporučio, to je mantranje 24 sata bez prekida.
What about sleeping, eating, talking?
A šta je o spavanju, jedenju, pričanju?
That's also pretty tough.
To je također veoma teško.
We try to chant as much as possible, that's like bottom line.
A mi pokušavamo da mantramo što je više moguće, to je neka donja granica.
But then Prabhupada reveals this little secret from Nama Kaumudi.
Ali jedan nam je Šila Prabhupada razotkrio tajnu iz knjige Nama Kaumudi.
That if we pray to the holy name for forgiveness, like we would pray for a Vaishnava we've offended, then maybe, but then by the mercy, the holy name can also forgive us.
Ako se molimo svetom imenu da nam oprosti uvrede, kao što se molimo i Vaishnavi koga smo uvredili da nam oprosti uvrede koje smo načinili, onda nam sveto ime može oprostiti uvrede.
Just like we have so many deities here.
Baš kao što imamo jako puno božanstava ovde.
These are personal forms of the Lord.
To su sve lični oblici gospoda.
Also the holy name is a personal form of the Lord.
Također sveto ime je lični oblik gospoda.
In sound.
U obliku zvuka.
We need also develop our personal relationship with the holy name.
Također nam je potrebno da razvijemo lični ili personalni odnos sa svetim imenom.
Then we can also chant these two prayers recommended by Prabhupada in glorification of the holy name.
Također možemo izgovoriti zajedno ove dvije molitve koje je Šila Prabhupada preporučio, a koje su napisane i sastavljene u slavu svetog imena.
I was trying to find this prayer, Ayi Mukta Kulai Rupasya Mananam, and then we found it was the third line in a verse by Rupa Goswami.
Probali smo da nađemo ovu mantru Ai Mukta Kulai Rupasya Mananam, kada smo je našli u jednoj molitvi Šila Rupe Goswamija u trećem redu strofe.
That's the Sri Krishna Nama Ashtakam.
Ta pesma se zove Sri Krishna Nama Ashtakam.
Eight prayers offered in the glory of the holy name.
Osam molitvi koje su sastavljene u slavu svetog imena.
Would you like to hear these prayers?
Da li bi volili da čujete ove molitve?
Yes. Does it help to get rid of offenses to the holy name?
I nadamo se da ćemo se osloboditi uvreda svetom imenu.
Of course we should always avoid and ten offenses to the holy name.
Naravno, uvek treba izbjegavati testove na svetom imenu.
During the initiation ceremony, Bhakti Krishna Maharaj preached already on the meaning of the ten offenses.
Tokom inicijacijske ceremonije, Bhakti Krishna Maharaj već govorio o značenju tih 10 uvreda.
So in this way you can remember what he said.
Tako da na taj način možete se sjećati što je on rekao.
And try to avoid committing the offenses.
I pokušati da izbjegnete da činite uvrede.
Chant the Panchatattva mantra sometimes before we would chant japa.
I mantra, zato mantramo ponekad Panchatattva mantra mantru i prije nego što mantramo japa.
Here's a special thing, sometimes you can read this beautiful prayer.
Ali ovdje je još jedna specijalna i izuzetna stvar koju možete čitati pre mantranja.
It would be nice if I had the prayer translated into Serbo Croatian and projected, but I don't have that.
Bilo bi jako lepo da imamo ovu mantru prevedenu na srpsko-hrvatski, pa da je stavimo ovdje preko projektora, ali nažalost nemamo prevod.
Maybe next time someone can translate for me.
Ali za sljedeći put možda bi neko mogao da prevede.
So verse 1,
stih 1.
Nikila Shruti Moli Ratnamala. Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta. Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta. Ayi Mutta Kulayru Pasamanam. Ayimuttakularupasamanam. Ayimuttakularupasamanam. Paritastvam harinama samsayami. Paritastvam harinama samsayami. Paritastvam harinama samsayami. Translation. Oh my dear Harinam.
Prevod. O moj dragi Harinam.
Harinam is Sanskrit for holy name of Krishna.
Na sanskritu Harinam znači sveto ime Krishna.
You are identical with Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental form according to all of the Upanishads.
U skladu sa svim Upanishadama, ti si identično ili istovetno Krishninim transcendentalnim oblicima.
The Upanishads personify, glorify the effulgence emanating from your lotus feet.
Upanishade otelovljuju slave koje emaniraju slave koje emaniraju iz tvojih lotosovih stopala.
In other words, all of the personified Vedas taking shelter at your lotus feet sing your transcendental glories with chosen verses. And yogis, rishis, and all kinds of liberated souls appropriately worship your lotus feet.
Drugim rečima, sve personifikovane vede uzimaju utočište tvojih lotosovih stopala tako što pevaju tvoje transcendentalne slave odabranim stihovima i yogi, riši i sve vrste oslobođenih duša te obožavaju sa prikladnim mantrama.
Therefore I completely surrender myself unto your lotus feet.
Zbog toga potpuno predajem sebe tvojim lotosovim stopalima.
Samsayami means I completely surrender.
Samsayami znači potpuno se predajem
unto your lotus feet.
Tvojim lotosovim stopalima.
So here the idea is that in the Upanishads whenever glorifies Krishna, Vishnu, glorifying the effulgence coming from Vishnu.
Ovdje je ideja ta da Upanishade one uvek slave Krishnu i Vishnu na taj način što slave sjaj koji emanira iz njega.
They're actually also because Vishnu and his holy name, Krishna and his holy name are not different. So they're also glorifying the holy name.
И затоа што Кришна и Негово свето име и Вишна и Негово свето име нису различни еден од другога, због тога Упаришаде такође славе и них.
The Brahmajyoti is emanating from the lotus feet of the holy name.
Brahmajyoti такође еманира из лотосових стопала светог имена.
That also the holy name is glorified by all kinds of liberated souls.
Свето име славе такође и све врсте светих особа.
Yogi is rishis.
Yogi, rishi.
The Harinam is considered also the most merciful form of the Lord.
Harinam se takođe smatra najmilostivijim oblikom Gospoda.
You can chant the holy name anywhere, anytime, any place.
Možemo pevati svete ime bilo gde, na bilo kom mestu, bilo koje vreme.
We should try to develop our personal relationship with the holy name.
I trebamo se truditi da razvijemo svoj lični odnos sa svetim imenom.
We can all compose our prayer.
I svako od nas može sastaviti svoje molitve.
My dear holy name.
Moje drago sveto ime.
Moje drago
Please accept my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet.
Molim te primi moje cenjeno poštovanje do tvojih lotosovih stopala.
Please forgive me for all of, you are all merciful, O holy name of Krishna.
O Svete ime Krishna, ti si tako milostivo.
You are identical with the form of Krishna.
Ti si identično sa oblikom Krishna.
But you make yourself available to us in any time and circumstance.
Ali načinilo si sebe dostupno nama u bilo kojim okolnostima i vremenu.
Please have your mercy upon us.
Molite, imaj milosti prema nama.
Please forgive us for our offensive chanting.
Molim te, oprosti nam za uvredljivo mantranje.
Please bless us that we can chant you offenselessly.
Molim te, blagoslovi nas da te možemo mantrati bez uvreda.
That your transcendental vibration will dance on our tongues and make our heart and mind and soul blissful.
Onda će transcendentalna zvučna vibracija plesati na našem jeziku i učiniti naš um, našu dušu veoma blaženim.
And thus awaken love of Godhead in our heart.
I tako na taj način probudi ljubav prema Bogu u našem srcu.
I completely surrender myself at your lotus feet, my dear holy name of Krishna.
Potpuno se predajem tvojim lotosovim stopalima, o drago sveto ime Gospoda Krišne.
And is that something I just made up now?
Eto, to je jedna molitva koju sam sastavio upravo sada.
You can make up something better probably.
A vi možete sastaviti nešto bolje, zasigurno.
Like this we can pray, offer prayers to the holy names, like we offer prayers to the deities.
I na taj način možemo upućivati molitve svetom imenu, kao što upućujemo molitve božanstvima.
Verse 2 here.
Tu je i stih broj 2.
Jaya Namadeya. Muni Brinda Geya. Janaranjanaya. Paramaksharakriti. Tvamana. Tvamana Daradapi. Managiriritam. Nikilo Gratapa Patalim Vilumpasi Managuriritam. Translation. O my dear Krishna Nam, holy name of Krishna.
Prevod. O moj drago Krishna Nama, ili sveto ime gospodina Krishne.
You are eternally glorified by the realized souls.
U večnosti slave oslobođene duše.
just to attract the consciousness of conditioned souls throughout the material universes, out of your causeless mercy, you manifest in an audible form of transcendental sound vibration.
Samo da bi privukla svesnost svih uslovljenih duša širom cijelog materijalnog univerzuma i zbog tvoje bezuzročne milosti, ti se manifestuješ u zvučnom obliku transcendentalne zvučne vibracije.
Your mercy is so great that when someone chants you accidentally or in neglect, even for one time, you destroy inconceivable quantities of their accumulated sinful reactions from many births together.
Tvoja milost je tako velika da kada te neko mantra, slučajno ili čak i nepažljivo ili te zanemari, čak i jedan put, ti uništavaš nezamislive količine njihovih nagomilanih grešnih reakcija od mnogo života i to sve zajedno.
My dear holy name of Krishna!
Moje drago ime Gospoda Krišne!
All glory is to you!
Sva slava tebi!
Jaya nama Hari nama ki! So here it mentions
ovdje je opisano
how the holy name has come in the material universe to attract us.
Kako sveto ime se razvilo u materijalni univerzum da bi nas privuklo.
It's the causeless mercy of the Lord.
I to je bezuzročna milost Gospoda.
This holy name is so merciful even if one accidentally chants it.
Sveto ime je tako milostivo da čak i da ga neko slučajno izmantra.
Or in neglect.
Ili ga zanemari.
Inconceivable amount of sinful reaction is burnt away.
Nepojmljive količine grešnih djelatnosti su spaljene u pepel.
Just like here in Balkans, some devotees have the name Radha.
Baš kao što ovdje u balkanskim zemljama mnoge baktine imaju ime Radha.
Gorana. What else?
Hari.
Rade. Oh, Radha, Rade.
Rade is for men and Rade is for women.
Oh. Any other names? In Russian they have, in Spanish they have Rama.
A na španskom imaju ime Rama.
Ramo.
Ovdje kod nas imamo Ramo.
So even when they're accidentally calling their friends, hey Ramo, hey Rade!
Čak i da slučajno nek pozovemo, hey Ramo, hey Rade!
They're burning up sins.
To, grešne reakcije odlaze iz nas.
In Malaysia, in the national language called Bahasa Melayu,
u Malaysiji na nacionalnom jeziku koji se zove Bahasa Melayu,
the word for day,
reč za dan,
is Hari.
Je Hari.
So they say Christmas day.
I oni Božićni dan kažu.
They say Hari Christmas.
Oni kažu Hari Christmas, Hari Božić.
When it's the Eid.
I kad trebaju da jedu.
They call Eid there in their language is Raya.
I na njihovom jeziku jelo se kaže.
So they,
Rai.
So they say Hari Rai.
I oni kažu Hari Rai.
That means happy Eid.
I to znači prijatno.
For amongst the Muslims. Huh? So the king is a sultan. He's, when he greets the Eid day after the Ramzan, then 100,000 people he greets.
I kralj ili sultan tamo kada pozdravi ljude nakon Ramazana, kada prođe Ramazan, taj prvi dan kad se jede, on treba da pozdravi bar 100,000 ljudi.
They line up.
Oni se poređaju u red.
He says, Salam Hari Rai. Salam Hari Rai. Salam Hari Rai. Like that. So he's saying Hari 100,000 times.
I on 100,000 puta izgovori ovu izreku.
It's like, and Rai is also the name of Radharani too.
A Raj je takođe ime Šimati Radharani.
One time Lord Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur that I'm very, you know, concerned that there's so many people not getting the mercy.
I jedan je gospodin Šetan je rekao Harida Stakuru, ja sam jako zabrinut zbog toga što jako puno ljudi ne dobija milost.
There's the Javanas, the Muslims say.
Postoje Javane, da kažemo, to su muslimani.
There's the fishermen.
Postoje ribolovci.
There's some of the students who are too puffed up and proud.
Postoje studenti koji su jako naduveni i ponosni.
Like that, how will they get the mercy?
Kako će oni dobiti milost?
But Haridas Thakur said, well, and even as far as the Muslim, they have one word that means like sacrilegious.
I što se tiče muslimana, oni imaju jednu riječ koja znači.
They say haram, haram.
A to nešto odvratno kad kažu. Oni kažu haram, haram.
So once there was a Muslim in the forest, he got attacked by a wild boar.
Jedan je bio jedan musliman u šumi i napao ga je divlji vepar.
The boar jabbed him with those tusks.
I došao taj vepar i od pozadi ga probušio s pljovama.
And the Muslim thought, oh, I'm contaminated, I've been attacked by a boar.
I onda je musliman mislio, oh, sad sam zagađen, napao me je vepar.
So he started crying out, haram, haram!
I počeo je da plače, haram, haram!
And he died.
I umro.
Because he changed the name of Ram, he went back to Godhead.
Ali zato što je pevao svete ime gospodina Rame, vratio se kući nazad Bogu.
You know, I read one way that Ali is the name of Radha.
Čak sam pročitao da je ime Ali, to je također jedan od imena Radharani.
That there's Ali Pati or something like that. There's
Ali. Ali. In our language, Ali, but.
So like that, somehow accidentally people are chanting, they're also getting some benefit.
Tako da nam neki danas vidi koji nenamjerno pevaju sveto ime, također dobijaju neku dobrobit.
So like this, Haridas Thakur was encouraging Lord Chaitanya, don't worry, somehow another will get them back.
I onda je Haridas Thakur smirivao i uveravao gospodina Chaitanju i rekao mu, ništa se ne brini, na neki način i oni će se vratiti.
How many want to help Lord Chaitanya get everyone back to Godhead?
Koliko vas želi da pomogne gospodinu Chaitanju da se svi vrate kući nazad Bogu?
Govanda! Nityananda! Govanda! Nityananda! Govanda! Nityananda! Okay, now you're ready for the practical side.
Da li ste sada spremni za praktični deo seminara?
Where's my japa go?
Gde je moja japa?
Who's going to be our official timer?
Ko će da bude naša zvanična štoperica?
You want that? Everybody has to go to the beginning of their japas.
Svako
in the middle, keep track where you are. You can start there later.
Zaberešte tamo gde se stali, ako niste završili ceo krug, pa tu vratite kasnije, ali sada se vratite na početak svoje džape.
My portable japas. Maybe this would be a good ninja weapon.
Možda bi ova džapa bila dobro oružje za ninđe.
He like that.
Svite ti se obali, priznaj.
Okay, we're going to ask you to just chant the normal way you chant.
Zamolit ću vas samo mantrati na uobičajeni način kako mantrate.
And we'll see how long it takes you to chant one round.
I vidjet ćemo koliko vam dugo treba da izmantrate jedan krug.
Now, only problem, how many here don't understand Subha creation?
Jedini problem ovdje je taj, how many of you
don't understand Serbo-Croatian?
Koliko vas ne razumije srpsko-hrvatski?
Okay, so if he reads out the number, you're going to read it out. How many understand English letters? I mean English numbers.
Koliko ovdje od vas razumije engleske brojeve?
More than More or less everybody. You can read the numbers in English? When the first person, when you finish, you raise your hand.
И когато прва особа заврши круг, нека подигне своју руку.
Don't stop. Keep it running. You start when we start. You don't stop it. When they raise their hand, then you'll read out the first number.
И не би беше да заставаш што перица, дека само види кој први дигне руку и види кое време било онда.
There's too many people to read out every person's number.
И ќе ќе на крај читати број сваке особе.
So you read out.
Извинете се, сумиша да би читали број сваке особе.
No, you just then every 15 seconds you'll say the time.
Svakih 15 sekundi ćeš reći vreme.
Say somebody finishes in 6 minutes.
Neko bo završi za 6 minuta.
6:15.
6:15.
6:30.
6:30.
6:45.
6:45.
7.
7.
Like that. Until the last person's finished.
Sve dok ne završi zadnja osoba.
Some of them chant too round, and some people chant slow, some chant fast.
Neki ljudi bantaju brzo, neki sporo.
Okay, let's chant the Panchatattva mantra first.
Prvo ćemo bantati Panchatattva mantru, zajedno.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chant at your own time. Anybody not finished?
Da li ima neko ko nije završio?
How much to go?
Koliko ti još voli da završiš krugane?
How many times you go around? Once?
Koliko puta se upravljala na krugi jedan, pa ti se ovo počelo drugi već.
Just once. Just keep it going when she finishes. You tell us when you finish. Meantime, we'll talk. Had a nice round?
Yes, you had a good mantra, a good group.
So who did less than six?
Who has mantra for more than 6 minutes?
And who did from six to six and a half?
Who did from six to six and a half?
Six and a half to seven.
Six and a half to seven.
Seven to seven and a half.
7 do 7.5.
Who did from 7.5 to 8?
Od 7.5 do 8.
8 to 9.
Od 8 do 9.
9 to 10.
9 do 10.
Over 10.
Preko 10.
So Prabhupada mentioned that it should take maximum 2 hours.
Prabhupada je rekao da nam treba najviše dva kruga.
The 16 rounds.
Da bi završili 16 krugova.
That averages 7.5 minutes a round.
Tako da to je u proseku 7.5 minuta po krugu.
So 7.5 minutes probably like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To je prazina otprilike da bi se izvantrao krugu za 7.5 minuta.
It's quite clear, quite slow.
Veoma je jasan izgovor, veoma je lagan, spor.
So those that are doing more than 7.5, they should be trying to speed up to less than 7.5.
Tako da oni koji su mantrali više od 7.5 minuta, trebali bi da probaju da ubrzaju svoju brzinu, da spuste na 7.5 minuta.
How do you hold the beats? Hold up the beats in your hand. How you hold the chant on the beats?
Molim vas, izvadite sada svoje preganice, tako da vidim kako držite i kojim prstima svoje preganice.
See how he's holding here over the middle finger?
Vidite kako ovaj bakta drži između srednjeg prsta?
That's what's recommended.
To je što je preporučeno.
Some people are holding by the tips.
Neki ljudi drže na vrhovima prstiju.
Most are holding over the middle finger. The tips, this is called dagar. This is forbidden to chant on the tips.
Zabranjeno je mantrati vrhovima prstiju.
Should hold it over the thumb or over the middle finger.
Trebate držati preko ovog srednjeg prsta.
Feel with the thumb.
i da ga okrećete ovako sa
palcem
i da koristite čulo dodira,
that helps the concentration.
Što pomaže koncentraciji.
Then after one mantra, move to the next.
Kad izgovorite jednu mantru, prelazite na drugo zrno.
Some of you use the tip, sometimes they slip.
Kada koristite vrhove prstiju, pa neki put to skrizne.
Some people were chanting 12 minutes stand around.
Neki ljudi bampraju 12 minuta jedan krug.
Going two to the forward, one to the back, two to the forward, one to the back, take a little dance and the chop, mala, move to the forward, go to the back, like a reggae chopper.
To je kao reggae chopper, jedan korak napred, dva koraka nazad i tako dalje.
So it takes a lot of time that way.
Tako da na taj način potrebno je jako puno vremena.
So try to chant feeling the feeling.
Probajte da osjetite taj osjećaj.
Says that each finger has a different purpose.
Rečeno je da svaki prst ima različitu svrhu.
If you chant with the first finger and the thumb,
ako bantrate sa kažem prstom i sa palcem,
that's for cursing someone.
To je da nekoga prokunete.
So since we don't want to curse anyone, we keep that finger out of commission.
A mi, pošto ne želimo nikoga da prokunemo, onda taj prst držimo van igre.
If you see somebody with a finger inside,
a možete vidjeti da neko sakrije svoj ovaj prst, kaže
da se ugra. You very angry.
Jedna gleda vas jako ljut.
Better watch out.
Onda se čuvajte.
What they're doing.
Šta će da urade?
Keep it disengaged, like you take the firing pin off the pistol.
I onda se čuvajte, jer iz tog prsta može da ispadne vatra kao iz pištolja.
Then there's the next finger is for all perfection.
Onda sljedeći prst je za svo savršenstvo.
The next finger is for peace.
Četvrti domali prst je za mir.
If you want peace, you want to need a peace, then that finger is okay.
Ako želite da bandrite i želite mir, bandrite sa domalim prstom.
The little finger is for mystic powers.
A mali prst je za mistične moći.
If you see somebody floating up in the japa.
Ako vidite nekog ko lebdi iznad zemlje dok mantra, levitira.
Hitting the ceiling.
I polako ide prema plafonu.
Maybe they're chanting on the little finger.
Možda mantra sa malim prstom.
We want pure bhakti, we want love of Krishna, so middle finger is the best.
A mi, pošto želimo čisto ljubav prema Krišni, Krišna bhakti, mi zbog toga mantramo sa srednjim prstom.
So there's I need some tuba paper or something to make like a megaphone. What I usually do, we chant, I got a lot of people here, so we probably have to chant two rounds to cover everybody. Those who want, I listen to their japa.
A ovdje imamo jako puno ljudi, jako je teško da pokrijemo sve bakte, ali oni koji žele nek se jave, ja ću doći da čujem njihovu japu kako mantri.
And I give a if I notice anything questionable, then I put some, I make a little note on the paper.
I ako primetim nešto sumnjivo, zapisat ću to.
It's in a shorthand. It's in my code.
A to će biti u mojoj sveštici.
You may not understand it. They may not understand it.
Aha, možda vi to nećete razumjeti to što ja zapišem.
I'll explain later.
Ali ću kad se da vam objasnim.
Don't worry about it.
Nemojte da se brinete.
I want you to chant like you did last time. We can see why, where are those papers? Okay. We can see why it's taking, so, for the people that are chanting slow, then, sometime they're some reasons for that.
Ljudi koji mantraju sporo, po neki put postoji razlog za to.
But for the people chanting fast,
za ljude koji mantraju brzo,
they have to be more careful that they're chanting properly.
Oni moraju biti još pažljivi da provjere da li mantraju pravilno.
So, you can chant while feeling the... How many want me to hear their rounds?
Koliko vas želi da ja dođu da čujem njihovo mantranje?
Okay, when I go by here to stand up, if you don't want, just don't stand up and I'll skip you.
kad ja dođem do vas, ako ne želite, onda nemojte da ustanete, i onda ću da vas preskočim, ako želite, onda ustanite.
We'll ask did Bali Rama want someone else to do the timing, or you want to do it again?
Zvonit ćemo Balija da opet meri. Vreme. Bakti Filip ima pitanje. Da li da ubrzam svoje mantrenje ili da mantrenje koje...
Just chant the normal way you chant.
Mantra, mantrate svi kao što uobičajeno mantrate.
How can I only two hands, only four hands. Many for the ladies. A little bigger. All right, again, second round.
Dobro, krećemo sa drugim krugom.
Timing again.
Opet ćemo da stopujemo.
I'll just have, just hear a few mantras for each person.
Čuću samo po nekoliko mantri od osobe koje priđe.
But this chant loud. So I don't,
molim vas, mantrite glasno.
I have to be able to hear.
Da mogu da vas čujem, a ne ono
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda It's going to take a while to hear everybody. Translator? It's going to take some time to hear everybody.
Tako da smo odvojili, odvojio sam nešto vreme da čujem mnoge bakte.
Did you get your time this time? Da li ste
ovaj put pazili na vrijeme za koliko ste mantrali krug?
Same.
Isto vrijeme, jel?
How long, how much is the first time?
Koliko ste prvi put?
Okay, then. One thing you can do is that everybody here chants, I don't know, I didn't hear anybody, only in the beginning one or two were slow, but I didn't reach the slow ones yet.
Jedino sam u početku vidio nekoliko bakta koji sporo mantraju, ali inače kasnije nisam čuo da bakte previše sporo mantraju.
But anybody here was over 8?
Da li ima ovde neko
iznad
8 minuta da mantra?
It didn't sound... How many minutes you take?
Za koliko minuta?
You? Maybe you're chanting twice on the beats.
Možda dva put ponavljaš.
Sometimes the people, I didn't hear it when you were chanting. Maybe you speed it up for me.
Nisam čuo.
You're nervous. But sometimes if the people chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare.
Ponekad bakte tako mantraju.
Every half a mantra they're breathing.
Tako nekad neki bakte tako mantraju u pola mantre uvijek uzimaju opet
zrak.
Tako da to onda traje više vremena.
I didn't hear it, but particularly I wasn't listening for it. I was listening mainly for the other things.
Nisam na to obraćao pažnju, ovaj put sam više obraćao pažnju na druge stvari.
You can see how, because that also delays, makes it longer if you do more breathing.
Ali znate, to u stvari produžava vrijeme mantranja ako više puta uzimate zrak.
There's no hard and fast rule for chanting. It's not any specific rule how many breaths. How many mantras per breath?
Ali naravno nema nekih čvrstih pravila u vezi mantranja. Ne postoji pravilo koliko puta trebate da udahnete.
But it's something practical.
Ali to je nešto što je praktično.
If you take a deep breath, see how many mantras you can chant in one breath.
Recimo ako udahnete jednom punim plućima i vidite koliko možete mantri izgovoriti iz jednog udaha.
Everyone take deep breath.
Svi sada duboko udahnite i vidite koliko puta možete izgovoriti Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
How many one per breath?
Koliko vas je moglo samo jednom da izgovori mantru? Koliko vas dva maha mantru u jednom
three per breath,
tri puta iz jednog udaha,
four per breath,
četiri iz jednog udaha,
five,
pet iz jednog udaha,
six,
šest,
seven,
sedam,
eight,
osam,
nine,
devet,
ten,
deset,
eleven,
jedanest,
twelve,
dvanest.
Anyone did more than 12?
Da li neko mogao više od 12? Hari!
15.
15, on je 15 na primjer.
Krishna loves you. I said no hard and fast rule. If I try to do that many every breath.
Nema čvrstih pravila. Ako bi ovako svaki put mogao da iz jednog udaha iznutra,
probably get dizzy.
Ako bi svaki put tako radio iz jednog udaha, vjerovatno bi se zamantalo, zavrtlo u glavi.
Practical chanting, I probably do four.
A kad praktično mantram, vjerovatno četiri mantre izgovorim iz jednog
udaha. That's one thing you can chant now. This thing, I take something natural. Don't do like a big competition, like I just did. But just try to chant, take a deep breath, sit straight, chant. I'll continue listening.
Naravno,
we'll see how it affects your timing.
Nemojte se pokušavati sad takmičiti, nego pokušajte prirodno koliko vam leži kada udahnete prirodno, koliko puta možete. Kada ispravite kič.
During that japa tape, you can hear Prabhupada chanting.
Recimo, ima snimak kako je Prabhupad mantrao, ima na traci.
In the middle of the tape,
i u sredini te trake,
sometimes he says, sit properly.
Prabhupad bi rekao, sjedi ispravno.
So sitting nice is also helps.
Tako da, pravilno...
So how many have I heard so far?
Koliko vas sam ja čuo do sada kako mantrate?
Oh, see, got so many more. Okay, let's go.
Imam još toliko puno vas da čujem. Dobro.
If you chant a little loud, then I can hear better.
Pokušajte malo glasnije mantrati kad dođem do vas, tako da vas mogu bolje čuti.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavanityananda Shri Adaita Gadara Rosi Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare! Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hi Bill. Sorry that took so long.
Oprostite što je trajalo toliko puno.
Sometimes I have another one or two sannyasis and they help me listening to the people.
Kada su tu još jedan ili još dva sannyasija, onda mi oni pomognu slušanju bhakta.
I mostly everybody here was okay.
Ali koliko sam vidio, svi su ovdje manje više dobro mantrali.
I think some of the devotees slowed down for me.
Ali mislim da su neki bhakte usporili malo mantranje zbog toga što sam ih ja slušao. Ali ja u stvari želim čuti kako vi normalno, inače mantrate.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Like that if someone chants, how are you going to know?
Jer kad tada tako sporo mantrate, kako ću ja znati da li izgovarate?
Prabhupada wanted us to pronounce properly.
Prabhupad je od nas želio da pravilno izgovaramo mantru.
I was sitting in a room once with Srila Prabhupada.
Jednom sam sjedio sa Srila Prabhupadom u sobi.
Mayapur.
U Mayapuru.
There was a devotee chanting outside.
I bio je jedan bhakta koji je van sobe, ispred sobe mantrao.
Prabhupada said, call him.
Prabhupada je rekao, zovite ga ovamo, molim vas.
And called the devotee and Prabhupada said, what mantra are you chanting?
I pozvali su Bhaktu i Prabhupada je rekao, koju ti to mantru mantraš?
He was shocked, you know, I'm chanting Hare Krishna.
Oni, taj Bhakta bio šokiran, pa ja mantram Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada said, what is it, niks niks nam nam, niks niks nam nam?
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, pa šta je to onda, niks niks nam nam, niks niks nam nam?
So we, actually we're running out of time now, so it will be time for your lunch, otherwise actually do this seminar, japa seminar, it takes 3 days.
Inače sad nemamo baš toliko puno vremena jer sad će se servirati ručak prasadam, a inače ovaj seminar ja održavam po 3 dana.
First day just to get everybody so they're all pronouncing very nicely.
Jer prvog dana recimo se radimo na tome da svi pravilno izgovaraju mantru.
And just like in Russia there's people they say gari gari.
Recimo u Rusiji nekad ljudi izgovaraju gare gare.
Instead of hari hari they say gare gare.
Umjesto hare hare izgovaraju gare gare.
But anyway, I'm sure Krishna understands what they're saying.
Ali kako god u svakom slučaju mislim da Krishna razumije šta oni govore.
It's not a mechanical process that Krishna understands. We're trying to chant his holy name.
Ovo nije mehanički proces jer u stvari mi Krishna u stvari razumije da mi pokušavamo da mantramo sveto ime.
So if this was like a totally mechanical process, like some Vedic mantras are mechanical. If you pronounce them wrong, something else happens.
Jer ovo nije mehanički proces poput recimo nekada kad su se mantrale vedske mantre gdje ste morali uvijek pravilno izgovarati te mantre.
Right in the Bhagavatam, was that, who's the name of that Rishi? He wanted to make an enemy of Indra and so he made Indra's enemy.
I recimo, jedan, ima primjer u Bhagavatamu kako je jedan Rishi htio da pošalje neprijatelja Indri.
One means who can kill Indra, another means who Indra will kill.
Huh?
The one meant who can kill Indra, and the other who Indra will kill. It's the opposite meaning.
Aha.
But both are enemies, but in that one victorious and one losing.
Jedan će biti onaj koji će biti poslat da pobjedi Indru, a drugog će Indra pobijediti.
Anyway, Hare Krishna is not like that.
Ali u svakom slučaju Hare Krishna mantra nije takva.
It's a bhakti mantra.
Ovo je bhakti mantra.
Still, it's good if you pronounce it properly.
Ali ipak je dobro ako je pravilno izgovarate.
Like our singers here, they pronounce very nicely.
Recimo, poput naših pjevača, oni jako pravilno izgovaraju.
That's their training to make all the words pronounced well.
Jer to oni rade zbog stalnog treninga da pravilno izgovaraju mantre.
Like I don't have a board here to write on. Oh, I can write on that?
Yes.
Okay. Got a marker?
Imamo li onaj flomaster?
So some of my notes. So I come in a problem we faced were
neki od mojih zabilješki prilikom slušanja vašeg mantranja su
some people at the end. This H means Hare.
Ovo H znači
right?
Hare.
K means Krishna.
Ovo K znači Krishna.
R means Ram.
R znači Ram.
And I put like this Hare.
A kad stavim ovako Hare sa ovom crtom.
Or maybe like this Hare Re.
Ili ako stavim Hare Re. Re.
That means that sometimes people were chanting.
Ponekad bi ljudi mantrali.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Instead of, I'll say one, Hare Hare, then they're going, Krishna Krishna, Hare Re. Krishna Krishna, Hare Re, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Re Re.
Znači nekad ne bi...
Re Re.
Bakte bi...
Hare Ram, 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 Re Re.
Malo...
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Re.
Progutali bi...
Hare, Hare, they were chanting, maybe Hare Re. Hare, the last one got chopped. Hare Re.
Nekad bakte ovaj zadnji dio sloga ne bi izgovorili.
But sometimes, Hare Re, Re Re, Re. Like machine gun. Re Re Re.
Nekad poput mitraljeza. Hare Re.
So that's one note.
To je jedna od zabilješki.
Some people were chanting
neki ljudi
Krishna.
Neki ljudi bi mantrali poput Kisha.
Or Krishna.
Ili
they put a T in it, not T. Krishna doesn't have a T, but they put Krishna.
ili neki ljudi govore Krishna, Krishna.
Or Krishna
ili Kiša.
Some people are doing
neki ljudi
Rama, Rama.
Ti izgovarali
Rama,
Rama. Rama,
Rama. That Slavic, I don't know.
That means temple in our language.
Oh, temple.
Yes.
Oh, something holy.
But it's nešto sveto.
The Rama, so Hram has also got name of Ram, mother.
Yes. Hram is temple in our language.
Hare Hram. So anyway, like, then sometime I would find like people would be going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. No, next Hare. Then Hare Rama. So you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Tako neki,
sometimes both are sometimes just on the Krishna.
Nekad bi ljudi preko mantranja...
But this X means missing.
Ovo X znači da nedostaje to, to ime u mantri, ne izgovarate znači.
Hare Ram.
Znači,
Ram,
često bi znači čuo da bakte ne izgovaraju Hare. Ovo zadnje Hare u prvom dijelu mantre.
That's just a code. So then, let's see what else we got. Somebody was chanting Hare Krishna, okay, but then they did Hare, Hare Ram.
Neko onda u drugom dijelu mantre bi
Ram
izostavio izmantrati ovo drugo Hare.
Hare, Hare. Left out one Ram.
Ram
Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Someone also left out the two Hare's. It went Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Znači, jedno Ram bi zaboravili neki bakte u drugom dijelu.
That's the way to chant faster.
To je način da brže mantrate.
Reduce the mantra from 16 words to about 12.
Ali na taj način smanjujete imena u mantri sa 16 na 12.
I didn't hear anybody chanting extra round mantras, extra names here.
Nisam čuo od nikoga da je mantrao više imena nego što je.
That's also common.
Ali to se također obično događa.
Some people do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. They put in 2-3 extra Rams.
Neki ljudi nekad dodaju 2-3 Hare ili Ram u mantri.
Yeah? Now, the three is supposed to be three, right? Here was one Hare missing. I just love it. Hare. It's like missing a Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Missing this. Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare, three Rams. I find one way to stop this is that you see like the mantra.
Pronašao sam jedan način kako da se ovo zaustavi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you're just not slowing down, but you think you don't chant one word at a time, you chant two words at a time.
Ako ne usporavate, a izgovarate recimo dva imena odjednom.
Because like, see in the mantra, here's three K's.
Jer vidite ovdje u mantri imaju tri K, odnosno Krishna u zastupno.
Here's three R's.
I tri R, Rama isto u zastupno.
Three here's also three H's.
I tri H, odnosno Hare su
so
također.
So people do one word at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, you know, sometimes you just add or subtract because it's all this kind of big one long 16 words.
Jer ponekad ljudi ako izgovaraju samo po jedno ime, onda se jednostavno izgube u brojanju, jer to je u stvari imao 16 slogova.
So that, three Krishna, two or four, three, more or less same, right? Add or subtract one.
Imamo tri uzastopno imena Krishna, ali neka ljudi ili izgovore dva ili dodaju još jedan pa četiri.
But if you chant Hare Krishna,
ali ako kažete
Hare Krishna,
ako dva imena izgovarate,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you usually won't leave out one. Tako da, leave out two, but not one.
Tako da, ako uvijek odjednom izgovorite dva imena, onda nećete izostaviti ovaj, ili dodavati dodatne imena.
You think of them in pairs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
znači,
Hare.
U parovima ih izgovarate.
Someone told me a meditation that one time Krishna was calling Hare! Oh, Radha.
Neko mi je jednom rekao da je jednom Krishna u meditaciji rekao Hare ili Radha.
And Radha was calling, Hey Krishna.
A Radha je govorila, Hey Krishna.
Hey Radha.
Hey Radha.
Hey Krishna.
Hey Krishna.
Then Radha said, Krishna, Krishna.
A onda je Radha rekla, Krishna, Krishna.
Said, Radha, Radha.
A on je rekao, Radha, Radha.
Hey Rama.
On je rekao,
Hey Rama, Hey Rama. Ramana, Rama. So like this, that they come in pairs.
Na taj način,
to meditate.
Možete meditirati dok mantrate da...
I never saw that written in any scripture, but Krishna, someone was giving a lecture, said, da, meditate.
Da, Krishna, možete meditirati na taj način da Krishna i Radha jedno drugo dozivaju. Nisam to nigdje pročitao u nijednom spisu, ali mi je, negdje sam čuo to na lekciji.
Maybe it's written somewhere.
Možda je negdje zapisano.
But anyway, I'm not saying that's really happened, but at least that's something we can use as a meditation.
Ali kažem da to možemo samo nešto koristiti kao u našoj meditaciji dok mantramo.
So Hare, of course, is the most common word.
Hare je naravno naj...
That is addressing the Shakti.
Ono Hare oslovljava, znači Shakti.
Each of these are two syllable words in Sanskrit.
Svaka od ovih riječi su riječi sa, kako bismo rekli, dva sloga.
Ha.
Ha.
Re.
Re.
Ha.
Ha.
Re.
Re.
Ha. 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 Re.
Ha.
Re.
Ha.
When you write it in Sanskrit, it's only two letters.
Kada napišete na sanskritu, to su samo dva.
Two letters with a little...
To su dva slova.
The A has another little thing. And that Krish, this is one combined letter.
Ovo Krish je u stvari, to je jedno kombinovano.
Means all attractive.
Kombinovano slovo, znači sve privlačan.
And Na means reservoir of all pleasure.
A Na znači izvor svog zadovoljstva.
Krish. So when it has the S with a dot under, it means Sh.
Znači S sa tačkom ispod znači Sh.
And R with a dot is a very quick ri, ri.
A R sa tačkom ispod je to vrlo brzo R, ri.
If it was with an R, I, it would be ri, but this is ri.
Ovo je brzo
Krishna.
Ri.
Krishna.
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 Na. N with a dot means that N is in the upper part of the, when you say Krishna. You just put the tongue up on the top.
Na.
Krishna.
Na.
Krishna. Krishna. Na. Na. It's not na. It's na.
Na sa tačkom ispod je znači da se naglašava na, visoko na.
There's two N's in Sanskrit.
Imaju dva na.
Four actually, but two main ones.
Zapravo četiri, ali dva glavna na.
And one is with the tongue on the teeth, na.
Jedan je sa, n sa n na zubima dole, na.
And one is with the tongue in the back of the roof of the mouth.
A jedan je sa n na nepcu.
Na.
Na.
It's very hard to hear. It took me years to be able to hear the difference. But
meni je,
there's a difference.
Meni je trebalo mnogo godina da primetim razliku.
Anyway, Krishna's going to take it whatever you chant it. He's going to love you for it. Don't worry.
Well, ne brinite se. Krishna će
just for the seminar, I'm telling
Krishna
you.
Krishna će vas voliti dalje. Ovaj, ovo je samo
za seminar. Krishna. Na. Krishna, 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 not Krishna,
ne Krishna,
Krishna,
nije ni Kisha,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna. If you leave out the N, you're getting the attraction, but you're missing the bliss.
Ako izostavite ovo na, onda vi dobijete privlačnost, ali ne dobijete blaženstvo.
Okay, then the
The third name is Rama.
A treće ime je Rama.
Again, two letters.
Opet,
this is a mantra, 16 words, 32 syllables.
Ovo je mantra od 16 riječi, a 32 sloga.
Rama.
Rama.
Ra.
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 Ra. Sometimes people say Roma.
Nekad ljudi kažu Roma.
Or Rama.
Ili Rama.
Rum.
Ram.
Rum.
Ram.
Rum is a drink they have in the Caribbean.
Rum je piće koje piju na Karibima.
Rum, rum.
Rum, rum.
One or two I heard rums here.
Čuo sam da je rum.
It's a long name.
Ovo je dugo ime.
Ra.
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 Ma.
Rama.
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 Okay, in Sanskrit, this last A.
Na sanskritu ovo zadnje A
is sometimes like optional.
Je nekad po izboru.
But sometimes you hear Prabhupada chanting Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari.
Nekad bi Prabhupada mantrao Ram, Ram, Ram.
That A is understood.
Podrazumijeva se da je tu i ja.
You can say Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, or Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, either way.
Možemo izgovarati i sa Ram, a možemo izgovarati sa Ram, Ram, Rama.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Any more time or it's time for lunch?
Yeah, it's time for lunch.
The lunch ready there?
They're lined up, the servitors.
Huh? So one thing I want to please, like I said, this chanting is not a material thing or a mechanical thing, so by listening to your japa, I hope nobody took any offense.
Rečeno je da mantranje nije mehanička ili materijalna stvar i nadam se da se niko nije uvrijedio što sam slušao vaše mantranje.
And this is no way indicate anything about your devotion.
Jer na ovaj način ja ništa nisam upućivao na vašu devociju.
I don't evaluate anybody's devotion.
Ja ne ocjenjujem ovdje ničiju devociju.
Maybe some people even have speech impediment. May not be.
Možda neki ljudi imaju govorne smetnje.
Just whatever I heard, what I could hear in a short time. Then I just tried to note it on the paper. Most everybody was okay.
Ja sam samo zabilježavao ono što bi u to kratko vrijeme čuo, samo bi zabilježio na papir. Ali većina ljudi su pravilno izgovarali.
Sometimes you can do it, so do an exercise, record yourself.
Nekad možete kao vježbu raditi to tako da se snimite dok mantrate.
One of those tape recorders that has slow playback.
Ima onih, kako se kaže, kastofona koji imaju i onu sporije. Možete se pustiti kasnije kako sporije.
Play it back in half speed.
Ona je pola od prave, pola od prave brzine.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Then you can hear if you're saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Na taj način.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare.
Na taj način možete čuti kako izgovarate svako ime.
You weren't playing on half speed. Some played half speed, but most are going full speed, so it takes a little time to catch it.
Većina od vas su brzo izgovarali, ali neki su pola brzine izgovarali sada dok sam ih slušao.
So also pray the holy name, please.
Tako molim vas, molite se svetom imenu.
Can I help you? If anyone afterwards you come and see me, be happy to give a further interpretation of your papers.
Ako je bilo kome potrebno, mogu vam i dalje protumačiti ono što sam vam napisao na papirčku.
Let's just end with the third verse of the Nama Ashtakam.
Ovdje ćemo završiti sa trećim stihom Nama Ashtakam, Krishna Nama Ashtake.
He has a copy there.
On ima A.
Yada bhasoha fudyan kavalita bhavadvanta vivovo Risham tatvandhanapi disati bhakti pranayinim janastasyodatam jagati bhagavannamatharane
kritite nirvaktum ka iha mohimanam prabhavati. This unique thing about this astakam, like the shikshastakam, every verse is a different meter. This one also, every one is a different meter. It's not like eight of the same meter. Each one is a totally different kind of.
To se tiče ovih stihova, ista je stvar kao I kod šikšaštake. Svaki stih se čita u drug, mislim, izgovara u drugčijem metru ili ritmu izgovaranja.
I don't know that much about Sanskrit poetry to know the names or anything for each style, but I can, it's pretty obvious that each one is a different meter.
Ne znam baš toliko puno o mislim o pjesničkom izgovaranju sanskrita, ali bar znam za ovo da se da se svi stihovi u različitom metru izgovaraju.
One Sanskrit professor once told me they use Lord Chaitanya Shikshastaka because it's completely error free. It has absolutely no error in it in Sanskrit, which is almost unheard of.
Jedan profesor sanskrita mi je rekao da oni na studijima sanskrita uzimaju kao primjer šikšaštaku koji sastoji od Čaitanja Mahaprabhu, jer koja je primjer savršenog metra koja nema ni jedne greške u metru.
Each verse shows a different kind of meter of Sanskrit poetry, so each one is an example of one of the main kinds of poetry. Each one's different.
I svaki stih u toj pjesmi je predstavlja jedan različitu vrstu metra I to se slijedi u vedskom pjesništvu.
I was happy to hear this academic praising Lord Chaitanya and for any reason it was okay.
Ja sam bio sretan kad sam čuo kako taj akademik slavi Čaitanja Mahaprabhu bez obzira na koji zbog kojeg razloga.
Okay, the translation, you got it? Ready?
Yes.
Oh my dear holy name of Krishna.
O moje drago sveto ime Krishne.
You are more brilliant than the sun.
Ti si sjajnije od sunca.
You are so merciful.
Ti si tako milostivo.
That if someone utters you out of fear,
da čak I ako te neko izgovori iz straha,
or merely as a nama abasa,
ili iz nama abase,
imperfect stage prior to offenseless chanting,
nesavršenog nivoa koje prethodi mantranju bez uvreda,
even then your mercy is so great,
čak I tada je tvoja milost toliko velika,
that you destroy their material ignorance,
da ti uništavaš materijalno neznanje,
and binding attachments,
I vezujuće vezanost
to conditional life,
za uslovljeni život,
and gradually bless such conditioned souls devoid of spiritual knowledge,
I postepeno blagosiljaš takve uslovljene duše lišene duhovnog znanja,
with transcendental knowledge of devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna,
sa transcendentalnim znanjem o predanom služenju gospodina Sri Krishne.
Oh my dear holy name,
o moje drago sveto ime.
Who in this universe can sufficiently glorify your transcendental qualities?
Ko u ovom univerzumu te može dovoljno slaviti, može dovoljno slaviti tvoje transcendentalne osobine?
Even amongst the great realized souls.
Čak I među velikim spoznatim dušama.
All glory is unto you.
Sva slava tebi.
Holy name of Krishna ki.
Jai.
Krishna nama ki.
Jai.
So even imperfect, we haven't got yet to the perfect chant, that comes in the next verse, a little better chanting. But even the imperfect chanting can eradicate so much of this material ignorance.
Znači, nismo još došli ni do savršenog mantranja. Ovdje se kaže da čak I nesavršeno mantranje može nas očistiti od toliko puno materijalnog neznanja.
And by chanting, and this is just accidental chanting, it can awaken spiritual knowledge.
Čak I to slučajno mantranje može probuditi duhovno znanje.
So what to speak, you're chanting every day, regularly in devotion, this has a very great effect.
A šta da kažemo, kada mantrate svakodnevno u devociji bez uvreda, to ima jako veliki uticaj.
Develop your pure chanting.
Molim vas, razvijte vaše čisto mantranje.
Get closer in your relationship with the holy name.
Zbližite se u vašem odnosu sa svetim imenom.
If we have any time later, we can read the other verses. I think you all want to get your prasadam now.
Ako budemo kasnije imali vremena, možemo pročitati I ostale stihove. Vidjet ćemo kad poslije prasadam.
Everybody forgive me, no offenses. Who said no offense, Hari Bol?
Molim vas, oprostite mi.
One thing I have to admit, see how I was a little tired, but after hearing all of you chant, now I got so much energy, such wonderful chanters.
Moram jednu stvar priznati, prethodno sam bio umoran, ali kad sam čuo kako ste vi mantrali, onda sam dobio toliko puno energije, toliko puno entuzijazma.
I think I got some purification.
Mislim da sam se pročistio.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada ki, Hare Nam ki,
Jai. Isvodne Zyapata Kamaraja ki, Jai.